The Whip Wake Up Show, Kayla, Mark, and Susan with our friend Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. No kid sleeps on the floor in our town, and we are so glad to have Derek back this morning. We'll be telling you about a volunteer opportunity. Also, they're going to be the featured nonprofit on our July 31st parking lot picnic on a Saturday. But first, Derek, you guys have been all over. We're going to see you at One Fest coming up. You were just at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. You're a busy man spreading the word about what Sleep in Heavenly Peace does in our community.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mostly what we're trying to do is get the word out to get more exposure for more bed requests. And we saw the fair as a great opportunity for that, One Fest as well, and the 31st coming up with you.
And again, it's very easy for folks to request a bed. So, again, what you do is it's a community of helping hands, volunteers, constructing these beds for children who don't have a place of their own to sleep. And there's so much value in that for a child to have something they can call their own every single night to have a bed to sleep on. And also there's a lot of negative impacts from children not being able to have a bed. So it's very, very important work.
Yeah, it really is the basic need for, you know, social and physical skills, so on. But yeah, to request a bed, you just go on shpbeds.org. You find your chapter, your state. After that, we receive it. We call you up and figure out when it works out.
Know of a child who's in a tough situation that maybe is sleeping on the floor. You get referrals from concerned people. Who else do you get a referral from typically?
We spoke with the social workers for a while. And so they've been starting to put some referrals in. Teachers, guidance counselors, family members, friends.
I love that. So they see a need, and instead of just being sad about it, there's a place they can go. And you will construct a bed for this child, and that can be, we've talked about this before, it's their haven. It's where you put your little stuffed animals. It's where you cuddle up and read a book. It's probably the first thing they've ever had that's really their sanctuary. And exactly. That's what I love about Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Derek, we're looking forward to this Thursday's event, but yours is going to be, I think, a Saturday on July 31st. Right here at WWIB, and for folks to come and actually see these beds being made. But we are inviting volunteers, right? So maybe you can make the pitch here for people to join you.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the 31st, we'll be bringing a trailer full of tools, tables, and we'll start the assembly line, right?
Right here at WWIB.
Yep. No experience necessary whatsoever, men, women, children. We make it as basic as possible. There's jigs to use. And if you're not comfortable on a certain tool, we'll get you on something else. And we stain them. Once they dry, we load them up, we store them in our warehouse, and we start shipping them out.
How long are you counting on working? Like, how many hours would this opportunity be?
Yeah, this will be a 10-bed build, so about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And again, there's food trucks, there's inflatables, there's live music, so there's all... You can, again, make a morning of it, morning to early afternoon.
So fun.
What's the best way for folks to reach out to you? I know there was a live Google sheet, but also they can Facebook message you. They can get your email from the Sleep in Heavenly Peace Chippewa County Facebook page as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook, Sleep in Heavenly Peace Chippewa County, Facebook message that way. If you didn't sign up, absolutely no problem, right? You can still come out. You can still see what we're doing.
I love that.
And I think one final important thing to know before we let you go, Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Chippewa County, with, again, things that have gone on with COVID, you've absorbed the responsibilities from other chapters. You are not just in Chippewa County. You are covering a vast area that really takes in a lot of the WIB listening area as far as how far you will go to bring beds to kids who are in need of them.
Yeah, currently, just to keep it short, we're up to Ladysmith all the way down to the Mississippi, Jackson, Chippewa County, Chippewa County, and then obviously just some surrounding areas around the Chippewa County there as well.
It would be great to get volunteers from those areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of volunteers, I mean, I think you're a volunteer. You work with Northwest Mutual is what your full-time job is, right? So
correct.
Yeah. Yep. So this is volunteer work you're doing.
Yes. Yeah, that's, yeah, all of us on the team.
I mean, that's just impressive.
Yeah.
That is really impressive. So thank you.
So no experience. You don't even have to have watched HGTV and know how to put things together.
Right, exactly.
Just show up and you'll teach us how to help. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity to meet new people and to see a little bit more about what you're doing.
Yes, it'll be very fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're excited to team with you on July 31st and looking forward to it. Thank you, Derek.